on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Sam Rejoy joins us from CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship. He's the area director in the Middle East region. Sam, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you, Steve. It's really a joy for me to be here.
Well, with so much happening right now in the Middle East in regards to Israel and the U.S. Engagement in Iran, and Iran striking at not only U.S. Facilities and Israel, but their neighbors in the Middle East. I think as many as nine or more nations now brought into this conflict. Regardless, Sam, of how people are feeling about what's going on politically, the truth is that children are caught up in the midst of it. And before we jump into CEF dealing with that, for those not familiar with CEF, if you could bring them up to speed, in a short time, and then we'll talk about the continuing ministry in the Middle East.
Sure. Child Evangelism Fellowship, or as commonly known as CEF. Before I introduce, I want to say that we are deeply saddened by the current events that are happening in the Middle East, because this also affects our workers and families and believers in the region. As CEF, we are a worldwide ministry that is committed to serving every region, every nation, and our vision is to reach every child of every nation with the gospel, and that they can read God's word every day. So as CEF, we have various programs that we organize in many countries, in over 200 countries around the world. And God has blessed us that we have reached over 30 million children in 2025 with the gospel. Middle East is one of the regions that we are actively involved. And Steve, as you know, it is a region where there are challenges to the gospel being preached, and yet the Lord continues to bless us with committed workers and volunteers who, facing various challenges, continue to conduct various children's ministry programs. Some of the programs that we have are good news clubs, or as you said, in the U.S., we, or in many of the Christian countries, we are able to minister in schools and conduct after-school clubs. But globally, good news clubs are held in backyards, in churches, in the roadsides, under a tree, anywhere and everywhere that we can reach children, gather them together, and share the gospel. We do that through good news clubs on a weekly basis. We also have other programs like Christmas party clubs, which is run during the Christmas season, and God blessed us in 2025 that we were able to reach 12.5 million children with the gospel.
Yeah, that is just an incredible number, and God willing, we'll see a greater number in 2026. And the truth is, we won't take the time to go through all the different ways that you mentioned the Good News Club and the Christmas Party Club. There is so much more than that. And I would really encourage the listener, if they haven't yet, in other times we've had CEF on, whether with you or Sam or with our local representative, that our listener take the time to go to cefonline.com and find out about the work they're doing. And I don't have the New Mexico site right in front of me, but I know if you just simply search CEF New Mexico, you'll find the local site, but so much work being done. Now, Sam, I will amen what you said about concern for your team in the Middle East and the people that they are reaching. Are there any updates as far as difficulty or some needs that have arisen due to the conflict in the Middle East? What can you share with us?
Well, Steve, as I mentioned earlier, Middle East is a region where we have always had challenges. especially serving the gospel. And so our teams there are, this is not new. It's been one challenge after the other. But of course, at this current time, with missiles flying, and like you said, 8 or 9 countries in the region being affected, it has become a little bit more difficult. At this time, our workers are, especially in these nations that are directly impacted, they are mostly confined to their homes because of safety concerns. And yet their heart and passion is for the gospel. I have our sister from Lebanon. She and I'm going to quote her. She says, "The situation is currently difficult. Bombs are close to my house, but we are still providing our ministry. We have on Monday and Thursday nights teaching children effectively training that is going on. And all other children's ministries are on Zoom because children are, even their schools are closed and schools have gone online. So CEF also, our ministries have gone online." In many of these countries, war has resulted, and not only the current war, but even earlier war has resulted in a lot of refugee camps and millions of people who are displaced, who are housed in these refugee camps. So one of our workers says that in that country, there are 33 clubs that they are conducting in refugee camps for the children that are in these refugee camps. And on a regular basis, 2,500 odd children are being reached with the gospel. Now, this gospel not only reaches the children, but even the parents. In one of the camps, they have they're serving the mothers of these children. And Sister Hasna says that recently a mother invited her to visit a village. After that visit and a few conversations, 5 families from that refugee camp in that village began attending a local church. So CF is not only impacting the children with the gospel, but through them, we are able to reach the hearts of parents and are establishing them in local churches, which is part of our mandate, our mission that God has given us. It's really a reminder that God starts with an open heart and then he touches an entire home.
Oh, yes. You and I may have even talked about that before, Sam. As a parent, I know that when someone does something kind and loving mm-hmm, to my mm-hmm. children, now my children are grown, but when they were smaller, or even now as adults, or my grandchildren, when there's a act of kindness, those people get my attention. I think that that's a valuable tool to be reaching not only the children in the Middle East and around the world as CEF ministers around the globe, but we're focused today on your area of expertise in the Middle East. But it also reaches the parents and the extended family. And I'm glad you brought that up. One of the other things that happens, Sam, in the course of trauma and tragedy things of that nature, people, Christian and non-Christian alike, will often be asking the question, why? And CEF has prepared content minister to people that are walking through those kind of feelings and emotions.
That's right. CF, actually, we have a resource booklet that in any area of conflict or even natural disasters or calamities, the natural question, like you mentioned, Steve, is why did this happen? And especially for children, that becomes a big question in their minds. And so we have a booklet called Do You Wonder Why? It's a small booklet that has been translated into many languages, including even Middle Eastern languages. And we have distributed that in nations like Syria, in Lebanon, in Israel, because we have a Hebrew version. And so God has been speaking to boys and girls through these booklets. We gave out almost over 4 million booklets in Ukraine when the war in Ukraine had started. And it is our prayer that God would work through these booklets in helping children to understand that sin is prevalent in the world. And even though they might be seeing some of the effects of sin, the greatest effect of sin is that it has taken us away from God, separated us from God, and that Jesus Christ is the only way that we can be saved from the effects of sin in our lives. And so the gospel continues to be preached through these booklets, millions of which God has blessed us to distribute around the world.
Yeah, and I mentioned the website earlier. I want to repeat that for the listener, cefonline.com. For this booklet that Sam just walked us through, you'll find it at that website, and then simply add /Y. So that is cefonline.com/Y. And Sam, you know, God, you and I both know, when it comes to our prayers, he's a God of specificity. How can our listeners specifically be praying for those in frontline ministry and those they're ministering to as the missiles fly overhead in the Middle East?
Prayer is much needed at this time, and I know around the world God's people are praying. Specifically, pray for the children of this region. As I mentioned, schools are out and all physical ministries are stopped in most of these regions. Church gatherings have come online. So pray that during this very traumatic time, especially for children, that they would be ministered to and through these online sessions. Pray for the nations that are directly affected. Our brother from Fadi from Nazareth, which is where the base for the CF ministry in Israel is, he says that every hour there are sirens and bombings and debris falling around us. And when he shared that with me, he was in the basement with his family. But he's working on his teaching materials because he has Children's Ministry Institute. That is where we train. That's a session we use to train teachers. He has that for next week and is planning for that. In the UAE, where I'm based in, the family is safe. But at the same time, activities like Teens Camp that was planned for end of March has been put on hold, and children are again at homes. Our sister who leads a ministry in Iran, who is a refugee in another country, she says that pray for Iran, that it will be free so that I can go back and start the new chapter of CEF in Iran. Pray for spiritual awakening and that in all these nations, that church leaders would be given, would be able to direct their flock, would be given the necessary wisdom and grace and courage and the guidance. And through it all that, as these situations develop, that Christ can be openly preached and confessed because the gospel needs to enter these nations.
Well, well said, Sam. And, you know, we mentioned earlier CEF in all 50 states and in most countries around the world, many countries around the world, and continue to share the gospel with children. And it doesn't end there. They not only share the gospel to see children turn to Christ, but disciple those children as well. And as we consider those that are suffering in the Middle East, whether physically or, you know, you mentioned going to bomb shelters and sirens and things going off, obviously pray to protect these little minds from the trauma and PTSD that follows, that they would find the joy and peace that's shared in the truth of the gospel through the ministry of CEF. And Sam Rejoy, we appreciate the work that you're doing with CEF as area director in the Middle East region. And thank you for your time here and hope to have you back on again.
Thank you, Steve. It's a joy to be here. Keep praying for the ministry of CEF. And I just want to remind the listeners that if anyone is burdened to support us, because we have around 3,500 workers around the globe, then if you, the same website that you mentioned, cefonline.com/span the globe, You can see some of our missionaries, and if you're led by the Lord, you can even support some of them. Thank you.
No, I appreciate you mentioning that, Sam. It is the non-profit organization, and obviously to continue the work, those resources are needed. CEFonline.com. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.